This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Well, this is Chairman Kyle White, and I'll call the February 15th Transportation Commission meeting to order. Patricia, would you call a roll so we could establish a quorum?
Sir. Bober?
Here.
Nelson?
Here.
Roby?
Here.
Marquardt?
Absent.
Rosenboom?
Here.
Vanneman?
Here.
Valley?
Here.
Zander? White?
Here. Thank you, Patricia. At this point, are there any conflicts of interest that the commissioners would like us to consider?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is Carla Engel, and we did receive a disclosure and request for waiver from Commissioner Nelson relating to an agenda item concerning right-of-way acquisition involving Daniel Dannon and Levi Hilmer. And so that matter is included in the commission packet. And this would be the time for the commission to consider whether the conflict of interest that is disclosed is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest.
Would someone like to make that motion?
Roby moves.
Very good. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Is there anything Commissioner Nelson would like to share?
I believe it's been stated in the disclosure, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Well, with no discussion, all those in favor would indicate by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Patricia, would you please call the roll?
Bober?
Aye.
Nelson?
I abstain.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye. Thank you. With that, we move on to the next agenda item. Mike Beam, Director of Planning Engineering. You have some items for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, first of which are right-of-way items. Mr. Gingler will address the Commission on those. Mr. Weisgren will then address the Commission on the bid awards, and I will follow things up with the STIP revisions. Mr. Gingler.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, I would like to withdraw our item that we have for the agenda this morning. We have reached an agreement, and we are working through negotiations.
Okay, well, congratulations. Are there any questions for Joel?
Good news.
What is that?
All right.
Good news.
And we're ready.
Go ahead.
Move on to bid awards then.
Yes, please.
We've had two bid openings since the last time we met. I'd first like to cover the February 7th bid opening. The letting consisted of seven contracts involving 14 projects. 46 bids were received. The low bids totaled $9,111,961, which is $448,804. Or 4.7% below the engineer's estimate of $9,560,766. We have completed our review of the bids for the February 7th, and we just have one recommendation for you today. It involves all projects with the exception of project number 7. I'll just mention now that project number 7 was withdrawn from the letting by addendum and move to the February 21st letting, so we'll take action on that particular project at the next commission meeting. So the one recommendation we do have for you today is for projects 1 through 6, 8, 9, 11, and 12, which you'll see in your results. Those projects all were within 10% of engineer's estimate. Project number 10 was more than 10% below engineer's estimate. Consideration of the results of those projects, we're recommending approval of the award of those contracts.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to approve the contracts as recommended by staff?
Robey moves approval.
Paul Virgil second.
Very good. Any questions or discussion? Okay, thank you. Patricia, would you call the roll, please?
Hoberg?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye. Thank you. Now we're ready for STIP revisions.
I believe I do have one more bid opening. It was conducted on February 13th by the Aberdeen Region. Muth Electric was just a single project, and Muth Electric was the low bidder of three bids received, with a bid of $78,557, which was $4,132 or 5.6%. above the engineer's estimate of $74,425. The project consisted of pre-purchasing signal equipment that will be installed on a separate project this construction season on U.S. Highway 12, just east of Aberdeen, or just on the east side of Aberdeen. In consideration of the bid being 5.6% above estimate, we are recommending approval of the award of this contract.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve this contract?
Vanneman moves.
Hoberg will second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Okay. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Trisha, please call the roll.
Hoberg?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye. All right. Is it now time for the tip?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the Commission, just one revision for your consideration this morning. It's a revision to add a project to 2018 to install centerline rumble strips on Highway 14 near Lake Preston and DeSmet area. The reason for this project is we're trying a few different variations of centerline rumble strips on a concrete pavement. We have not done the installations in South Dakota yet. Other states have, but we are trying a few different configurations of those centerline rumble strips on our concrete pavements. So the request in front of you today is to add a project in 2018 to do the installation of centerline rumble strips on Highway 14. With that, I'd entertain any questions and ask your consideration.
Yes.
How long is this section of pavement that you're putting the centerline rumble strip in?
Mr. Chairman, I believe we're about 8 to 10 miles from my recollection. We're doing, if I may provide additional detail on it, we are looking at three different configurations for the installation from the last that I heard, 3 to 4.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Follow up. So are you putting three different configurations on the same 12 miles or whatever it is, and why did you select this piece of road?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this particular section of roadway was chosen because it's not at the end of its useful life, but it's nearing the end of its useful life. When you make when you install a rumble strip on a concrete pavement, of course, it's going to be there for a while. So not knowing exactly which configuration was going to be the most preferable, we intentionally selected a pavement that's nearing the end of its useful life. And I'm not saying it's going to be need to be tore up in the next 4 or 5 years, but within probably the next 8 to 10 years, that section of pavement will need to be replaced. So it's a great opportunity for us to try a few different configurations. Surrounding states have done this before. We just haven't done it in South Dakota. So we wanted a chance to see which one worked better for the pavement and which ones work better for the traveling public as well.
Thank you.
Rosenbaum will move to approve.
Second.
People there?
Have we lost someone?
I'm sorry, I'm muted.
So it's been moved and seconded, and is there any further discussion?
Okay, with none, Patricia, please call the roll.
Boberg?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye. Is there any other business to come before the commission today? All right. Well, with that, I will call this commission meeting to adjournment. And I wish you all a great day and a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.